Cyberbullying is a growing trend, but backers of a bill to crack down on the practice say it doesn't fit clearly into either the stalking or harassment laws currently on the books. Anna Berry says her teenage daughter was a victim and slumped into a 2-year depression.
Our kids come home, and they go to where they should feel safe and loved, but instead, they're still hammered with texts, messages via social media. You should kill yourself. You should be dead. You shouldn't be here. No one likes you. Schools feel that it's not their problem because it's not happening generally on school grounds. And law enforcement can't do much because there's nothing in place that allows them to.
The head of the Colorado District Attorney's Council, Tom Raines, says the crime would have to be prosecuted as a misdemeanor and not a felony. He says cyberbullying will be added under the stalking laws.
I post something one time under this scenario, and it goes out instantly to 100, 200, 500, 1,000, 5,000 people, and it stays there. It's different. It continues, and it's so, yes, it happens once, but it's a much greater impact than a typical harassment case.
But opponents worry stricter penalties would criminalize young people on the margins. Kim Dvorak is the head of the Colorado Juvenile Defender Coalition and testified against the measure.
Any adolescent burst of anger, and I'm not trying to say boys will be boys or kids will be kids, but adolescence is a period of development. There are times when kids do say things that they do intend to cause serious emotional distress to another kid. The bill does not require mass dissemination. It could be a single email directed to one person. It could be a single text. The youth has no control over who may be subsequently disseminating that.
The cyberbullying bill had already cleared the House before Wednesday's actions. The sponsor, Democratic Representative Rhonda Fields of Aurora, says she's disappointed and saddened it'll now be reduced to a study.
What is there to study? Kids are hurting themselves. They're committing suicide. This is a national issue. This body, this elected body, should step up.
Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee assured supporters they're not tossing the issue to the side, saying a commission will come back with strong recommendations to address the problem. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.